When you represented a pedophile who raped a 12-year-old girl, raped her into a coma for 5 days, her reproductive organs destroyed, you not only laughed when your pedophile client passed a lie detector, but you trashed an innocent sixth grader, a victim, saying with no factual basis, she sought out men like her rapist and she was mentally unstable. And you're offended by Donald Trump's words, but when presented with the atrocities of a group called Boko Haram by the CIA and the FBI, you refuse to take action against them and label them terrorists, a group that's killed 2,000 people and now straps explosives to little girls? Might your relationship with your friend, Gilbert Chowghery, a convicted Nigerian land developer who gave tens of millions to you and your foundation and global initiative, be the reason? The way you, Hillary, and your progressives fight terrorism is with a hashtag, bring back our girls. You don't support women, you destroy them. Whether it's all the women who accused your husband of serial marital infidelities, sexual harassment, or, yes, rape. Instead of protecting that 12-year-old, protecting a college intern, protecting a woman who claimed to be raped, your job, ruin them. Destroy any woman who gets in the way of your ambition. None of it the predator's fault. The war room created to assault the right wing, the crazy women desperate for attention, who wanted publicity, like Jennifer Flowers, who you said you'd like to crucify. You called her trailer trash. And Monica Lewinsky, you called her a narcissistic Looney Tune until we found your husband's semen on her dress. And Juanita Broderick, who says you threatened her. And I don't know what you said about Paula Jones, but you and your husband had to pay her $850,000 for your husband's sexual misdeeds. And you call them all bimbos. She's gaming you, folks. She takes money from countries who stone women for adultery to death. They kill them.